You know how sometimes you walk down a street and it just feels, well, old, like it's seen things.
Definitely.
Well, imagine a street that's not just old, but is sort of whispering stories from centuries ago, stories built right into the bricks and mortar.
Yeah.
That's the idea behind what we're doing today, and Ann Street in Dundalk, County Louth is just a perfect example.
Absolutely. Our sources really paint a vivid picture of this one single street. It's quite remarkable how all these threads, philanthropy, religious devotion, booming industry, even conflict, they're all woven into its history.
It really shows you how a place that might seem ordinary can actually be this powerful lens, right?
Exactly. A lens to understand the bigger picture, local development, even national moments.
And we've got a fantastic set of sources to let us take this deep dive. We're looking at historical records, the dates, the facts, and detailed architectural surveys too.
Which help us understand the buildings themselves.
Right, plus property data for its current role, and even planning documents that kind of hint at the future.
So our mission here is to take all this really rich information and just distill it down.
Get to the most fascinating bits.
Yeah, the significant insights. We want you to come away with a real appreciation for why Ann Street matters, historically and architecturally, without it feeling like you've read a textbook.
Okay, so let's start right at the beginning. The name, Ann Street. It's not just, a random label someone picked. There's a story.
Precisely. Street names are often like little time capsules, aren't they? And in this case, Ann Street, well, it seems to connect directly to the Honorable Mrs. Ann Hamilton,
Okay.
a pretty notable figure in the early 18th century.
And what made her notable there in Dundalk?
Well, back in 1738, she founded a charity school right there on what became Ann Street.
Wow, 1738.
Yeah, a really significant act of generosity for the time, social responsibility, addressing a real need for education.
So naming the street after her was probably a way to honor that contribution, the school itself.
That seems most likely, yeah. It commemorates her in that act.
It makes you think, doesn't it? How often the names of places we just walk through are tied to these moments, these figures. So right from the start, Ann Street has this link to learning, to improving society.
And it's interesting to wonder, did that early link to education maybe shape the street's future character? Perhaps made it a more natural fit for other community-focused institutions later on.
Maybe subconsciously. Now, our sources also flag something that could easily trip someone up researching this area. There was another street called Alexander Street.
Oh, yes.
That's not the same as Ann Street, is it?
No, that's a really important clarification to make. The research is clear. The historical Alexander Street is actually what we know today as Mary Street North.
Okay, so they're the same place. Alexander Street is Mary Street North.
Exactly. One and the same. Two distinct streets, Ann Street and Alexander Mary Street North, with their own separate histories.
Got it. So what's the backstory on Alexander Street then? Mary Street North.
Right. Well, Alexander Street was developed a bit later in the 1830s by a man named George Kelso. Its main purpose was housing for workers at his Alexander Mills.
Ah, industry related.
Yes, cloth manufacturing. And the name Alexander, it's thought it was chosen to honor George V of Hanover. His middle name was Alexander.
Okay, so Ann Street's name points to charity and education, while Alexander Street's name points to industry and maybe a nod to royalty.
It really highlights the different forces shaping the town, doesn't it?
It does, and the need for careful digging in the historical record.
Absolutely. These details can get blurred easily, but understanding the separate origins gives us a much clearer picture of Dundalk's development.
Okay, let's go back to the 18th century then, and Ann Street's early days. We know the school was founded in 1738. What else was going on in Dundalk around then? What set the stage?
Well, the early 18th century in Dundalk was a time of quite deliberate urban expansion. Landowners like James Hamilton were really influential.
Right.
So, Mrs. Hamilton founding the school fits right into that era of planned growth. It was definitely one of the key early developments giving Ann Street its initial significance.
And it wasn't just about schooling, was it? Religion also made an early mark on Ann Street.
Absolutely. In 1777, the Dominican Order arrived in Dundalk. And where did they set up their first chapel?
Ann Street.
Right on Ann Street. And what's really interesting is that their first place of worship wasn't purpose-built.
No.
No, it was actually a converted linen factory that Lord James Hamilton offered them.
A converted linen factory as a chapel. That's a fantastic detail.
It is. It speaks to practicality, maybe a more informal start for what became such a major lasting presence.
So even early on, you have education and faith establishing themselves there. It suggests Ann Street was seen as a significant spot in the growing town.
It seems likely, yes. A place for important community anchors, not just houses.
Okay, moving into the 19th century, it sounds like Ann Street really came alive then, became much more multifaceted.
That's right. We get this wonderful glimpse from the 1837 Co-Louth Householders list.
Ah, actual names.
Yes. People who lived there, Brodigan, Byrne, Callan, Clark, Coleman, Conlon. It's a tangible link, isn't it, to the individuals there nearly two centuries ago.
Definitely. And it wasn't just homes anymore by then. Big institutions started appearing.
Exactly. Around 1852, you get a Royal Irish Constabulary Barracks, the RIC Barracks, set up at that key junction of Ann and Dublin Streets.
A strategic spot.
Very strategic for law and order. And then on the industrial side, the McArdle, Moore & Company Brewery.
The brewery.
Established somewhere between 1845 and 1850. That would have been huge. A major employer, a defining presence on the street economically and socially.
Yeah, you can imagine the jobs, the related businesses, maybe pubs nearby.
All of that. The sounds, the smells. It paints a picture of a bustling 19th century street.
And we can't forget the religious side either. Major developments there too.
Definitely not. Between 1862 and 1866, the really impressive St. Malachy's Dominican Church went up.
What?
Followed very soon after by the Priory in 1867. These were massive projects. They literally reshaped the look and feel of Ann Street.
So the 19th century sees Ann Street become this real melting pot. Homes, industry, law enforcement, a major religious center.
Exactly. It wasn't just one thing. It was a vibrant slice of urban life.
It shows how interconnected things were back then. People living maybe steps from the brewery or the church or the barracks.
Precisely. A much more integrated feel than you often get with modern zoning, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Now, pushing into the 20th century and beyond, it seems Ann Street kept mirroring the big changes happening in Ireland.
Absolutely. You see early signs of tech change, like James Harney's motor-related business at number 50 Ann Street, listed back in 1914.
The car age arriving.
Right, showing its impact on local business.
But it wasn't just new tech, was it? Ann Street got caught up in some really turbulent times, too.
Yes, very much so. That RIC barracks we mentioned, it became a really central spot during the Irish Revolutionary period.
Taken over.
First by the IRA, then it became a National Army barracks. And during the Civil War in 1922, it was actually a scene of conflict.
Really?
Yes, tragically, including the accidental shooting of a man named Bernard Brannigan right nearby.
Wow. So this one street witnessed the struggle for independence, the divisions of the Civil War. National history playing out right there.
It's a powerful connection. And even after that intense period, the barracks stayed important. It was the Civic Guard's headquarters later on Garda Síochána right up until 1946.
Still a center of authority.
For quite some time, yes.
And through all this upheaval, new businesses, political conflict, changing power, people just kept living their lives on Ann Street, didn't they?
Exactly. That anniversary notice we saw for Teresa Hardy, late of Ann Street, Dundalk.
Right.
It's just a poignant reminder of that continuity, the everyday human experience woven through these huge historical events. Ann Street really is like a microcosm, adapting, but keeping that core identity as a place where people live.
Okay, let's really zoom in on the buildings now, the architecture, because it sounds like Ann Street has some remarkable structures, especially that Dominican complex.
Indeed. The Dominicans moving from Carlingford in the mid-18th century was pivotal. Fort Dominic Thomas was key in establishing them.
And we mentioned their first chapel in that converted factory back in 1777.
Right, the humble start to what became a really significant legacy on the street.
And from that factory grew the impressive St. Malachy's Church we see today. Quite a transformation. Tell us about the church's architecture.
St. Malachy's, built 1862 to 66, is a really compelling example of church design from that era in Ireland. It was designed by a local Dundalk architect, John Murray.
Local talent.
Yes. It has that traditional cruciform or cross-shaped plan and a distinctive three-stage tower, although the tall spire that was planned never actually got built.
Ah, interesting. And the materials, sounds like they were chosen to impress.
They certainly were. The main front is high-quality ashlar, gray granite, very grand, very permanent looking. The rest is snicked limestone, more textured.
Quality stuff.
Oh, yes. Architect reports praise the quality stonework, the finely carved details, and its position creates this really elegant view, terminating the vista from the crescent.
Nice. And inside, what stands out?
Well, the nave, the main body of the church, feels very open. You've got these exposed timber roof trusses. But the art is particularly notable.
Like what?
Late 19th century altars, a mosaic red oast that's the screen behind the altar by G.C. Ashland, who was a big name.
Okay.
And the stained glass is exceptional. Pieces from the famous Harry Clark studio.
Wow. Harry Clark?
Yes, and also Michael Healy and the Mayor of Munich Company. It's a really rich collection of craftsmanship.
Amazing. And just nearby is the Priory, St. Malachy's Priory. How does that compare architecturally?
The Priory, built in 67, also by John Murray, has a different feel. It's more institutional Gothic style.
Okay, what's that mean?
A bit more functional, less ornate than the church's style, often used for public buildings, schools, that sort of thing. It's L-shaped, two stories plus an attic.
Different materials, too.
Yes, mainly red brick. Laid in what's called a Flemish bond pattern. Got limestone at the base and these decorative bands of yellow brick. It contrasts with the church's gray stone, but somehow they work together.
They form a cohesive group.
Exactly. A very cohesive, eye-catching grouping.
So a deliberate contrast, but still harmonious. Any specific details on the priory to look out for?
Yeah, look for the circular mosaic tiled panels and these limestone kneelers on the gables with cross finials on top.
Nice touches.
And surveys specifically mention the quality brickwork, and remarkably, that many of the original timber sash windows and glass are still intact.
That's incredible.
It is. And the gardens, also designed by Murray and finished in 1878, really complete the setting for the whole complex.
It sounds like the Dominicans haven't just been vital spiritually and educationally, but they've literally shaped Dundalk's architectural landscape.
Indelibly so. Yeah. And their community commitment goes way beyond the buildings, right? That long history with education.
Yeah, tell us more about that.
Well, they started their first school way back in 1827. That became the Friary School. And for 17 years, believe it or not, it was the only Catholic school under the Board of Education in Dundalk.
Really? For 17 years?
Yes. Their dedication continued with new school buildings in 1900. And even today, they run St. Malachy's Youth Club, the Friary Youth Club, FYC.
Still active?
Very active. A resource for young people. It's just this long, long commitment to Dundalk's well-being. Across generations.
So the Dominicans are this continuous thread, faith, education, community support, woven right into Ann Street's history. Okay, let's switch focus to another big architectural presence. The old McArdle Moore Brewery. What did those buildings tell us about Dundalk's industrial past?
Well, the brewery, started mid-19th century, is just this powerful physical reminder of that industrial heritage. Even empty, those big multi-bay 4- and 5-story stone buildings give you a real sense of the scale of brewing that happened there.
You can still see features.
Oh, yeah. The pitched slate and corrugated iron roofs, those distinctive red brick chimneys with the step tops.
And built tough, I imagine, for industry.
Precisely. Function and durability. Squared, coarse rubble stone, but with nicer limestone coins, the cornerstones, and red brick around windows and doors.
Any clues inside about the process?
Yeah. Features like an oven for drying grains, punctured tiles for airflow.
Yeah.
And interestingly, some internal cast iron columns are marked 1907 Elliott BR's Park Street Foundry, Dundalk.
Ah, a local foundry.
Exactly. Shows later modifications that the brewery kept going into the early 20th century and connects to other local businesses. It's a tangible link to that whole economic ecosystem.
Okay, and finally, architecturally speaking, let's revisit the barracks. What did that building represent on the street? How did its function shape it?
Well, the RAC barracks, built around 1852 at that Key and Dublin Street junction, it was a very visible symbol of state authority.
Location, location, location.
Exactly. Underscores its role in maintaining order.
Mm.
And as we discussed, the fact it was later occupied by the IRA, the National Army, then the Gardaí until 46. It just highlights its central role during massive political and social change. While we don't have detailed architectural descriptions, its prominent position alone made it a really significant, recognizable structure on Ann Street, reflecting those shifting powers in Ireland.
So Ann Street wasn't just buildings. It was a stage for some really significant figures and institutions in Dundalk's story.
Exactly. We've mentioned the key founders, Honorable Mrs. Ann Hamilton for our Dominic Thomas, then John Murray, the architect behind the Dominican complex.
And the artists, too. Ashland, the Harry Clark Studio, enriching St. Malachy's.
Absolutely. And even people like James Harney embracing the motor age early on, showing the street adapting.
Right.
And we can't forget the everyday folk from that 1837 list, the Brodigans, Burns, Callans. Their lives are just as much part of the story.
True.
And while our sources didn't highlight, say, internationally famous residents on Ann Street, the key figures linked to its institutions. The McArdle family at the brewery, the Dominican clergy. Over the years, they were certainly influential within Dundalk.
It emphasizes that a street's significance is often collective, right? tied to its institutions, not just individual fame.
Precisely. I even noted that little coincidence, Claire Hanratty's family linked to Dundalk and the name Anne in her kids' names, a small personal thread across time.
It really brings home that idea significance isn't just grand buildings or famous names, but the interwoven stories of people and institutions taking root. Okay, bring us right up to today. What's Ann Street like now?
Well, today it still very much has that mix, residential and institutional uses. That's been its character for ages. Property listings show it's still a desirable place to live.
Because of the location?
Yeah, central location, easy access to amenities. That listing for number 69 Ann Street highlighted being in the heart of Dundalk, strong rental potential too.
And the property market details for that listing were quite revealing, weren't they? That location premium.
Yes, the asking price per square meter was notably higher than the average nearby, since just the location itself adds significant value.
So Ann Street commands a premium.
It appears so, even within a generally strong Dundalk market. Though the report did caution that future value depends on ongoing development and property improvements.
And speaking of future development, it sounds like Louth County Council has plans for Ann Street.
They do. There's a public tender out for architectural design services for a proposed social housing development right on Ann Street.
Okay.
And what's really interesting is the specific code included in that tender CPV code, 4521230.
Which means?
It relates to buildings of particular historical or architectural interest. That strongly suggests the council recognizes the street's heritage and wants a design approach that's sensitive to it.
That's really encouraging, finding that balance between modern housing needs and respecting the historical fabric.
Absolutely. And it fits with the broader goals in the Dundalk Local Area Plan, focusing housing in existing built-up areas for compact growth.
Makes sense.
We also saw other planning bits, like a refused application at number 27, so there's ongoing change at the property level, too. And even elsewhere in Dundalk, you see innovative ideas like exploring 3D printed houses. It gives context to the forward-thinking approach for the town.
So Ann Street today is really where history meets the future, where preservation and development are actively interacting.
Precisely. Deep roots in the past, but still evolving to meet present and future needs.
So just to wrap it all up, we've seen how Ann Street's name links back to philanthropy, its huge role in education and religious life via the Dominicans, its industrial past with the brewery, its direct experience of national conflict at the barracks, and that incredible architectural legacy, especially the Dominican buildings.
And ultimately, Ann Street is just this really compelling example of how a town's history, even the nation's story, can be reflected in one single street. It's a real testament to the power of place, how history builds up in layers and keeps shaping things.
Which really makes you think, as Dundalk keeps growing and changing, how can we best make sure that these rich layers of history in streets like Ann Street aren't just preserved, but actually used to inform and enrich the town's future identity?
Yeah.
And maybe more personally, what other fascinating, maybe hidden stories are waiting in the buildings and pavements of our own communities, just waiting for us to notice them?
That's a crucial question, isn't it, for all of us? We'd really encourage you to take some time, explore the history where you are, think about street names, the architecture around you, the institutions that shaped your community.
Where would you start?
Local archives, historical societies, just like the resources we use for this deep dive,
they're
fantastic starting points. You might be genuinely amazed by the depth and richness of history just under the surface of your everyday world.